Far from castles in the air, real architecture can range from the purely utilitarian to buildings whose effect have lingered in your mind long after. These can include the historic structures that live as symbols in your imagination. Architects are artists of the pragmatic, merging utility with a creative vision based on understanding light, space, and form. Hawaii's architects are offering a free showing of a film called From Nothing, Something, a documentary on the creative process as part of an Architecture Month series of events. One of those architects, Sean Roth, is on the line to talk about it. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
I'm interested in the way your profession kind of merges art and science. Is that a fair description?
Oh, definitely. The creative process is sort of what drives most architects into the profession and keeps them going in it, I think. If it were sort of only the technical aspects of it, a lot of us would not be able to survive. We need that creative outlet.
But you also need those technical aspects to keep the structure standing, right?
Yes, yeah. So it's definitely a merger of the two.
Well, yeah. what do you think drew you into it originally?
Oh, I like drawing from very very early age, and I guess in some ways like the way that this the title of this movie is very intriguing to me, because that's sort of what we do, is from having nothing, just sort of the blank page.
Yeah.
You can sort of bring anything you can imagine, and that. So that process is just very exciting.
Well, there's a comment made in the movie, something to the effect that an idea that you get that doesn't seem to make any sense eventually will make sense, but you have to trust that it will later on.
Yeah.
As kind of a description of a creative process of moving from that blank page onward, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, well, and of course, there's a lot of education has to go in there first, so that you have sort of the right guidance and the right tools to work with in order to get where you want to be.
In descriptions of by architects of their work, and in descriptions of their work by others, you see a lot of stuff similar to what sculptors talk about use of space, the meaning of space. The effect that different spaces have on people within them.
Mm-hmm.
It can get kind of abstract, can't it?
Yeah, well, one thing and what we've tried to do with architecture, with the Architecture Month film, especially for the last 2 years, is try and look for things where we can connect more to the larger community and sort of get non-architects involved in what architects are doing and understanding what's happening, and then also just have more dialogue back and forth, because as architecture movements sort of come and go, you sort of go through different phases, and there have been some phases where architecture basically becomes sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
And it tends to forget about the people, and for me personally, I think that the people need to come first, and the architecture needs to support their living, their desires, what they want to be getting out of life and be inspiring to them as a person, and not be something that's sort of a dominating sculpture that is outside of their experience.
I'm thinking of a sculpture they did in Lower Manhattan that it might have been a Sarah sculpture that was a huge metal slab that deprived everyone in this particular area of their light during the day, and they eventually took it down. I wish I could remember the name of the piece, but it was an idea that was, sometimes you see things that are a creative abstraction that might work on paper, but people hate them for one reason or another.
Yeah, well, in some cases, people sort of want to get a reaction, and they don't care if it's negative or positive. But generally, I think that the community of architects would prefer to have positive.
Yeah, I would hope so too. But that's at the same time, you have seen, and you've seen in works of architecture as well as sculpture, where it was more in the direction of the creative abstraction than of the people-friendly structure, right?
Yeah, and ideally you get both. If you can have sort of amazing and intellectual and inspiring abstractions, but if it also works just functionally, programmatically, and has good light and natural light and air and makes people feel good being there, then that's the ultimate.
Sure.
Yeah.
You talked about different movements in architecture, things that change with the times. Where do you think we are now?
Well, right now, with just nationally with the American Institute of Architects, for over the last few years, we've been going through sort of a major repositioning of sort of where the Institute sees itself. And one of the factors that the Institute wants to do is sort of a little bit get in closer touch with all of our communities and with just regular people, and sort of get away from the idea that the architect is somehow separate and that it's only for the elite.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of more the architecture for everyone.
So there must be some kind of perception in the architect's community that it's the pendulum has swung a little bit too far in the other direction then.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a definite, and that's obviously been discussed, and you're moving away from that. But toward how is that going to manifest itself? You know, what are the new generation buildings going to look like?
I think there's things are going to be more collaborative, and we're already seeing that to a large degree. And I think in many cases the authorship is not necessarily an individual. As much that it sort of has someone's signature on it, that things are more driven by sort of what's best for everyone.
It's not as important that it be a Frank Lloyd Wright, a Frank Gehry, that it have an individual identity.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to that then. Thanks very much, Sean, for talking with us. Sean Roth is a Hawaii Island architect, member of the American Institute of Architects Hawaii chapter, which is offering a free showing of the documentary From Nothing Something on Wednesday, April 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Center for Architecture in Honolulu, and details are at hpr2.org.
And I am nothing of a builder, but here I dreamt I was an architect, and I built this safe from the outside world. But the angles and the corners, even though my work is unparalleled, they never seem to meet the structure fell.